Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, comedian Greg Warren with the Warren Report about gift wrapping. It's coming up right after this.
In the studio, singer-songwriters Paul and Storm. You guys are famous for your tributes. Now, do I hear you have a couple new ones?
We like to pay tribute to those musical acts that have inspired us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
This is called If James Taylor Were on Fire.
Oh, okay. All right.
Somebody please, won't you get me a fire extinguisher and put me out? I can't stand the heat, though I've seen fire and rain. I can do with a little less fire.
This is if Bob Dylan were hiding at the bottom of a well.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
I'm just sitting here hiding at the bottom of a well. And I ain't coming out.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hi.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hey, Chick.
There's Josh Arnold.
Chick.
Doodling away because Tom mentioned it. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold.
Got a real doodler.
A real doodling going on here.
Well, again, we had the news story.
Here's Tom.
About this aircraft from the United States that... It would appear people who you can follow the flight paths of these various aircraft.
Sure.
It's very clearly they've drawn
very clearly a
phallus. I mean, judging by the positioning of the two balls and the shaft, I think there's no question about it. They did the same thing with that movie over the summer, Top Groin. I don't know if you saw that with Tom Cruise.
Wow. Top Groin.
They included like a big veiner. We're just stalling. Oh, there we go. There we go. I'm just stalling here. We are waiting for the arrival of the Warren Report with Greg Warren. Look at those blue eyes, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, baby blue eyes. That's what I like to call him. And that's what he likes me to call him.
Oh, does he? Yeah. Really?
No. And baby blue eyes loves it. Let me tell you how ready it works.
And a deep blue shirt. We're watching him in the big screen because he is at home. In St. Louis with a beautiful cap on. I can't see what that says. What does it say there, Greg?
It's the St. Louis City, Tom. It's the new Major League Soccer team here in St. Louis. It's our inaugural season.
Have you been?
What?
No, they haven't started yet, Josh.
What's it called? The St. Louis what?
City.
That's the name of the team, the City?
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
What?
That's no Steamers, is it?
No,
Remember the St. Louis Steamers.
Like the Steamers. Yeah, that was an indoor soccer team. They were great. Yeah.
Why don't they call them the Arches or something? Mm-hmm. Instead of St. Louis.
I like it, Chick.
The Arches. They could do sugar.
Got the foot angle.
What about the Cardinals? They call everything the Cardinals. The football team.
Yeah, we were the football Cardinals, and then they stole that team from us, and then they stole another one.
Mm-hmm. So, it's the St. Louis City. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's a good name. That's as good. I love these new names.
It's a great logo.
City, the Guardians, the Commanders.
Yeah,
these are all very powerful, good names.
Okay.
No, they're not. St. Louis City?
The City. That's right.
That stinks on ice.
I should give it a rest, Christy. We're very proud of our team. We lost the Rams.
Okay. All right.
Didn't you just win $100 million or something?
But nobody, $187 million or something. Nobody
way
cares.
More. A lot. And I'm waiting for my check.
Yeah.
I keep waiting. Greg Warren is our guest. Greg is a distinguished stand-up comedian. He's got a new special in the works. It's already been filmed. And Greg will be landing at a place near you for some great live stand-up comedy. Do we have a special topic for today's probe that we call the Warren Report?
Yes, we do, Tom. I want to talk today about the history of gift wrapping.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Just start with King Tut.
Well, no. I wanted to talk about my grandma first, actually.
No,
my grandma worked for the Defense Department. She worked for the military, and she made maps for the Air Force. And when I was a kid...
Oh, wrong way, Warren, huh?
Yeah. I guess when I was a... She got to bring the maps home because when I was a kid, all of our Christmas presents were wrapped in maps.
No kidding.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it was really cool.
So mapping
like, oh,
paper.
Your grandma put little pictures of teddy bears and Santa Clauses on your paper, huh? Did she trust you with strategic bombing locations in mainland China?
Hey, look, I just got a map of Laos. Yeah, I thought that was top secret.
Yeah. Mom, why is the KGB going through our garbage? Now, my dad, here's how my dad wraps gifts. He'll go to a place like, call it Walmart or Target, and he'll buy something, and they'll put it in a bag. And that's your gift wrapping right there.
That's a good method.
That's kind of a new thing, though. I mean, there are a lot of these places have these legit holiday bags. It takes away part of the fun.
Yeah,
reaching into a bag and you know you pull out some toilet paper and heave it around the nose and there it is.
Oh, you're talking about the gift bags,
yes,
Tom.
Don't like
those. Yeah, those 1987. Those came around.
Oh, changed everything.
They did, Christy. It's kind of a nice way of saying, hey, I will spend money on you, but not time and effort. Yes.
It's like that thing where the football team comes out. I'm sure that your soccer team next season, when they open up the season, they'll come.
The city.
They're probably playing their rival, the suburbs. Yeah. tonight, the city plays against White Flight.
Make no mistake.
That's great.
But, you know the thing at college football games and high school football, where they'd come bursting through that giant sports hymen, you know, boom.
Sports hymen.
I loved that. I used to love that. It was so cool.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be really funny if someone flipped it and put in like a big rubber one and the team comes sprinting out. They jump against the thing and
like
they
a
bounce
slingshot.
Back.
There's a few of those on YouTube, and it's a real good time. Look them up later.
Okay.
Oh, and they run into the band. They don't know the band's on the other side. Man, that's funny.
But the thing is, there's something about unwrapping a present that's really cool, that, and you don't get that, like you said, Greg, when you're just pulling it out of a bag.
Well, they have the I want to be clear, though. My dad doesn't get the gift bags, Tom.
Right.
It's just the plastic bag that Target gives you.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a receipt in the bottom. Not a gift receipt. Right, it's not a gift receipt.
Right.
There's Chad, why are you getting me dental floss? Oh, that's mine. Give me that.
I was looking for that.
Well, your dad changed your diapers. He's, you know, he's already put enough time into the Greg War.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, he is.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Back in the day, the first gift wrapping was the Japanese, a thing called furoshiki.
Oh.
It was reusable gift wrap. It was fabric, you know.
Oh,
you didn't
nice.
Waste it. Yeah. So now I'm not clear, Christy, on whether if I give you a gift in reusable gift wrap, whether you keep that gift wrap or you have to give it back to me to reuse.
Well,
I hope
you keep it and you use it on your next gift. You pass it on.
Oh, I didn't know you were alive back in China and Japan.
Yeah, of course. That's what we do now. If somebody gives you a gift bag, you keep it and then pass
Greg,
it on.
Greg, don't you have that relative that whenever you're sitting around opening gifts, they take all of the paper to recycle? And by recycle, I mean they're going to rewrap something else with it, which
is
that's fine.
That's,
but I mean,
that's fine.
There's always that one person who don't rip it when you're opening it.
No, it's not fine.
Be careful.
I just go, here. Here's $3. You can get the next roll.
Because you like the tearing up. And
every kid wants the tearing.
Yeah, sure.
Right. I mean, Christy, I will say, I agree with you. I think it should be if I give you a gift and it's got the fabric on it, you should keep it.
Yeah.
Because if it's not, it's like that guy that comes to your party with a case of beer. And at the end of the night, he's like, hey, man, there's 9 beers left. I'm going to take them. Yeah. I'm going to take them home.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Yeah.
The gift wrapping that we know today was invented by the Hallmark Company. Hmm. That's the Hallmark Boys, Raleigh and Joyce.
That's a last name.
Actually, no, Hall. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's the Hall Boys, Raleigh and Joyce.
Joyce was a gent?
Joyce was a boy. They named their son Joyce. And I'm sure he got picked on in school and it was rough. But he was like, hey, guys, yeah, fine. I have a girl's name. Pick on me. We'll see how much of a man I am. When I grow up, I'm going to invent a way to make Christmas presents look prettier than they've ever looked before. And we'll see who the man is.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a cable station. Every man in America will watch.
Back in 1917, they used, it sounds like the tissue paper that we put in gift bags. They used kind of monochrome red, white, or green tissue paper to wrap presents. And the Hallmark store ran out. So Raleigh and Joyce found this expensive envelope liner paper from France that had patterns on it, like we have today with wrapping paper. And they put it up in front and sold it for 10 cents a sheet, and they ran out immediately. And then the next year, they got a lot more, ran out immediately, and then they started putting it on rolls, and that's how we have the wrapping paper today.
Wow.
Huh. Yeah.
Serendipitous.
Gift wrapping really hit its stride in the late 50s and early 60s. Yeah, man. Hallmark put out a film. I watched part of it. It was called The Art of Gift Wrapping.
Oh.
It's pretty good. Yeah. And then 10 years later.
Sun Zhao?
No, it's not.
When your gift is irritated, you will benefit.
It's pretty good, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good. That's the Art of War.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. If I could interrupt for 1 second. Chick Chickie, sure. Are you not a wrapping savant?
He's a genius at it.
Well, is he really?
Chick is one of the finest rappers.
No way, man. Yes. Really
Chick can eyeball a box, cut the paper, and when he's done, there's no leftover.
No leftover paper.
Really?
Yeah.
He could wrap you, and it would be perfect.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I'd like to and find you in my bed in the morning, Greg.
Does that make you uncomfortable? They call him the rapper.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
Rap.
Not at all, Chick. Okay, and I got to tell you, if you want to disguise the shape of me, I learned through the Art of Wrapping film, you can ball up newspaper and it hides the shape.
That's right. That's right. Or you put a tiny little box with a coin in it to really throw them off.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you were a kid, you'd go to the mall and they would have a big Christmas tree and there'd be all these presents underneath it. When I was really little, I can remember going downtown on my way to see Mr. Jingling.
Oh, God.
And I'd see all those wrapped presents and things.
The town molester.
Mr. Jingling. Hi, I'm Mr. Jingling.
Hey, if you're bad, we're taking you to Mr. Jingling.
Mr. Jingling. How are you jingling?
Guess how much change I have in my pocket.
Reach in the front pocket and grab my change.
Don't you besmirch Mr. Jingling.
Now, that's a roll full of quarters.
Nobody grew up like you did.
Sure they did.
Your childhood.
You'd see those wrap packages at the bottom of that. And you think, God, I wonder what's in those.
Wait, what is the song of Mr. Jingling?
Mr. Jingling, how you tingling?
He'll make you touch his dingling.
There was nothing. On Hallie's 7th floor, we'll be looking for you.
You won't know until I am finished.
Yeah, Mr. Jingling was like sort of this creepy elf.
I'm sure he was.
Creepy.
My point is, our topic today is gift wrapping. But didn't you think that there was actually stuff in those boxes?
Answer me.
No, obviously those were empty, right?
But when you're little, you think, oh my God.
Oh, yeah, when you're a kid, yeah.
Like, that's got to be a train set.
How do you remember so accurately what you thought when you were a little kid?
Right?
I don't think he does.
No, I do.
I don't think
Josh just agreed with me.
Well, Josh is an idiot.
Well, that's not up for debate.
This is true. This is true.
Thank you, Greg.
By the way, you should be on the debating team.
What's that?
The other guy gets up there and says his point of view, and then you go, hey, you're an idiot. then you've won. That sounds like contemporary politics.
Case one.
It does.
So the Art of Gift Wrapping, the film came out in 1958. 10 years later, the sequel, Your Flair for Gift Wrapping, That's 10 years later, guys. That was longer than that third Boston album took to come out.
Yeah, Amanda. No thanks.
I'm gonna take you out of make you real love.
Amanda. I love that song.
Good falsetto.
Great song. Great song.
Great band.
You know, gift cards were invented in 1994 by Neiman Marcus.
Wait a minute. 1994 gift cards.
Yeah, but they were not that prevalent, Josh. Really, the people that made them popular, Blockbuster Video.
I was thinking
greeting cards.
As was I. Yeah.
No. Gift cards.
They love gift cards. Gift cards. If you see the stats on how many of them are never turned in.
Oh, yeah.
It's the biggest return in anything. In other words, someone will buy $100 worth of gift cards and the person will spend nothing or 80 or whatever. There's a lot of leftover money. And I believe there's been federal legislation to prevent them from expiring. That was a real scam I found out about.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Buy a gift card.
Blockbuster did it in response to rampant counterfeiting of paper gift certificates.
I see.
Which sounds like kind of low-level crime, doesn't it? Like some third-rate Russian mobster. I see Tango and Cash 60 times. Never pay nickel.
You like Jim Belushi?
Boris,
I got something for you.
Boris, you're a very good counterfeiter. I mean, have you ever thought about doing money? No, everybody do money. I see things other people don't see. Yeah. Like Tango and Cash 60 times.
Always Tango and Cash.
I was trying to think of like some of the gifts that I've gotten in the past that meant something to me. I don't have a lot of the stuff. You know what I have? I have a metronome. Do you guys, you know what that is?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, when I played the clarinet when I was in school, and my mom bought me this really nice metronome, and I still have it. It's wooden. You know, it just
keeps time.
Keeps musical time.
Yeah,
beats per minute.
Yes, but I really don't have a lot of use for it. I don't know what to do with it.
Josh, would you have something to do beats per minute with?
Yeah, I'm at about 82 beats per minute. That's pretty good. Since I'm on anxiety meds, it's about 42 minutes worth.
I think I might, next time I have my cell phone, you know, when they want to renew your cell phone contract, they'll just take it in there to the AT&T store or whatever, when the guy's trying to sell you, like, hey, you got to sign up for another 2 years. We can get you $40 off a phone. Just set that thing up there. Well, I don't know, maybe $60 off a phone. I could give you no phone.
Good idea.
Maybe. I don't know.
Greg,
I'm gonna bring it to a concert. You know, you're rushing, you two. You're rushing.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.